Hey, this is Sully from the podcast, The Indefensible Middle Ground, now focusing on music and media and the slants. And we recorded a nice wiretap Wednesday from Simon Tam. Yesterday, they were performing at four separate locations yesterday. So thankfully, I caught him in between the first and the second place he was heading to. And then I actually met them at the last place, and I'm going to be posting some pictures of them up in Philly. So please enjoy. There's some cool background of some of their songs that we discuss in this. And I just had an absolute blast with them last night. They were so dead tired, but they are such great performers, and they are just the hardest working band you'll ever find. I'm absolutely convinced of that. I challenge all musicians to perform as hard as the Slants do. So they definitely raised the bar, and I'm throwing down the gauntlet on that. So without further ado, here is me and Simon Tam for Wiretap Wednesday on the podcast, discussing the band that shall not be named. And enjoy.
This call is now being recorded.
Hey, this is Sully in Washington, D.C., and I'm doing a quick wiretap with Simon Tam of the Slants, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. And you guys are on your big tour. You guys just left D.C. Where did you start the tour?
Well, we kicked it off in our hometown, Portland, Oregon. We worked our way down the West Coast, hitting places like Eugene, Oakland, and L.A. before crossing over west across the country and then working our way back up, which is why we went to D.C. for a couple of days, and now we're on the way to Philadelphia.
Nice. You guys are still waiting on your Supreme Court decision. What have you heard?
Well, there's no developments, really. I mean, we're just going to these places to perform, to share some of our new music, and for me to tell the backstory of our case, how we came to be, why we continue to fight. The closest thing to a development is Trump's nominee being appointed. Gorsuch is now on the Supreme Court. So there's a slight, and I mean very slight, possibility that the Supreme Court decides that they don't want to make a decision, that they want to rehear the case, which would mean all new briefs being filed once more, all new oral arguments to take place once more. But that's pretty unlikely.
Yeah. Do you know anything about Gorsuch's Supreme Court? I mean, Neil Gorsuch.
He seems to be in favor of free speech, but it's kind of like quite unpredictable.
Okay.
So I can't really say. Just like right now, not a single person can predict where any of the justices are in terms of our case. There's a lot of debate. Some people are going as far as saying 8-0, we win. Some people are saying 5-3, 4-4. Basically, nobody knows. No one has any idea what anyone's going to vote on.
So do you guys have a gambling pool on this? Because I want to throw... Now that you said that, all I can think is a horse race, you know. Like, okay.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I was joking. I was saying you guys have, like, bets going on. I'm like, how the spread's going to go down. Is somebody going to beat the spread?
In some legal circles they might be, but not here. We're just hanging out waiting for the decision to come down.
That's awesome. All right. Well, it's not awesome that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office put you through this, but it is awesome that you guys have such a cool attitude about it. And I wanted to talk to you about your album, The Band Who Must Not Be Named, a couple of the songs on there. Absolutely love Endlessly Falling. It is such a great song. And you wrote all these songs?
Well, the band did.
The band did. Okay.
Yeah, I would say we all kind of contributed a bit. For Endlessly Falling, Joe created pretty much the entire structure, the music, a lot of the guitar and keys work, and then both Joe, Kim, and I wrote the lyrics. So it originally kind of started out as a song kind of about a summer love kind of thing, but after going over it a few times, we decided to change it and add more of a story. So it's actually loosely based on Jessica Jones and Luke Cage, even though it's not directly about it.
About what now?
The show Jessica Jones. It's on Netflix. Marvel Comics character. So there's some sly references there. But it's not like a direct about it.
I was kind of wondering about the city, because New York. I was like, what? These guys are from Portland, and why is it in New York for some reason? So, and also, you guys had changed that to City Lights when you were singing in D.C. So when I heard the album version, I was like, New York, where is this coming from? So yeah, it was interesting to have the difference between the live and the album version there.
And sometimes it just happens naturally. The more you play it, the more you realize you want to go slightly different route on it. For Ken, it just felt better for him to sing City instead of New York City.
Right. Well, that's a neat tradition of a lot of musicians who did that. I know Kurt Cobain was known for tweaking his lyrics depending on venue.
I mean, it's common just because for us, the art is never truly done. You might record it, you might produce it and release it, but a lot of times you still have something that you want to change about it or work on. It just happens.
Yes. We've discussed some of your I won't call them protest songs, but like the songs that are specifically about your struggle, which are the two. Help me out here. I'm sorry. My brain just blanked. Our Time Now?
That's a song called Fight Back, which is really a song kind of about fighting oppression.
Yes.
Originally kind of started with, you know, dealing with things like trolls on the internet and that kind of thing, but it speaks to kind of a larger sense of fighting against injustice against people who kind of push on you in life. And the other song would be From the Heart, which is kind of like our open letter to the trademark office. Kind of our final say on the whole journey to the Supreme Court and how we're just going to move on from here.
Nice. The trolls on the internet for Fight Back. I never thought about that. But yeah, it's such an anthem song. It can apply to so much. I think that's what makes that song so great. The other one to bring up the very very sad song on your album there that of course I tweeted you guys about having just listened to it over and over again. Sutures.
Definitely a very very personal and close song since I wrote it about my best friend who passed away just a couple years ago. In fact, on this tour in New York City, the day we're playing will be the 7-year anniversary from the last time I actually saw her. We played a show together in New York on that date. So it's going to be kind of a especially meaningful show for me.
That's incredible. I'm not going to, I know I can't put your songs directly in this podcast, but I will just let people know there's going to be links on the podcast .com to see the YouTube videos of the live performances of Sutures. They did a live performance on the steps of the Supreme Court when they were here earlier in the year. Of that, and there's even a live performance of Endlessly Falling, where Ken sings to a baby, which is just an adorable. Do you remember that? You guys were out there, and
of course.
That was They were recording, or they were playing, and Simon was recording, and these women with baby carriages just sort of were like I don't know what they thought was going on, and they were just like, oh, you know, music, and like Simon and Joe and Ken and Yuya all could have just been like, oh, we're doing something, go away. But instead, like, Ken and Joe, Joe's actively playing guitar and Ken is singing, they just start walking down the steps, like towards these tourists and like singing Endlessly Falling. Just without missing a beat, just like, we're now performing for an audience. And it was so beautiful. And it just shows like what an incredible bunch of performers you guys really are. So I got to say that was one of my first impressions of you guys. And I absolutely loved it. And I was so glad to capture it on YouTube. So that's going to be a link in this. And, I can't wait to see what else you guys come up with. So,
well, just stay tuned, and we're going to have more music, shows, and everything else.
Awesome. Awesome. Everybody follow all the Slant social. I'm going to link to their Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and keep an eye out for these guys. And, Simon, thank you so much for participating in this Wiretap Wednesday. And, yeah, thanks for everything you do, and keep talking it out.
All right, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, brother.
So this is Sully again. Check out Kung Fu Neckties venue there in Philadelphia where they played. Also, we're going to be posting some pictures from some of the other bands and hopefully having some interviews with some of them. There was Future Computer and Voltech and Overcoming Gravity. Those were the other acts that played last night. Incredible bands. All of them were actually, it was shocking to hear them. And it was also really cool to just hang out with the Slants and enjoy music. I mean, not just their music, but we actually hung out and watched Voltech after they got done. And it was really cool. It was just awesome to get to hang out with the Slants and chill with them and sort of get their vibe. And their vibe is just really open musicians who are up to make art and share their art. And this is always a pleasure to hang out with them and to deal with them. Check out thepodcast.com for the pictures of the Slants in Philly. All right. This is Sully saying keep talking it out. Cheers.